The scene at this Brooklyn church is controlled chaos. Scores of people sorting and distributing tons of aid for relief centers in the hardest hit parts of New York. Everyone is a volunteer, and all seem to be working at top speed. It's part of a citywide effort dubbed Occupy Sandy. What began as the political protest movement, Occupy Wall Street, has morphed into ongoing community neighborhood organizing.
This is exactly what Occupy has been doing all along.
Occupy Sandy site coordinator Pablo Benson.
It's funny because we've been hearing a lot of reports about how Occupy has been dead. And even throughout this period, Occupy has been actively engaging in community organizing. It's no coincidence that as soon as this disaster came out, Occupy was ready to handle the flow of donations of volunteers and try to effectively direct them to where their work would be most purposeful.
Donations and volunteers move nonstop through the church, one of several distribution hubs for the effort. There are clothes, diapers, food, cleaning products, batteries, candles, even generators.
So, next.
Outside, volunteers are assembled into groups for ferrying aid and manpower to relief centers in the worst affected areas. Like this neighborhood on Staten Island.
We just dropped off cleaning supplies. We're taking stuff over to the VFW. Nobody here right now knows what we can move for them.
We've been getting some food from here, and we've gotten some warm stuff. That's the other thing. We need warm stuff because we can't make it through the night without it.
Back at the church in Brooklyn, as a new storm approached, volunteer cooks stepped up their effort to prepare two hot meals daily for distribution in areas that still lack power or heat.
Do you know where it's going?
Coney Island, where my father was born, where my grandfather had a candy store. Hoping to feed some good people over there.
We'll find another.
Organizers say the storm relief effort will continue as long as needed, and that when it is over, the Occupy movement will return to working to build more sustainable communities in the city and beyond.
Great.
Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.